Hi there, Carl Massey here, Coach Strategist, author of 5 books and an educator. That's what I'm calling myself. Welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And it's a gorgeous day here in Bali. And my throat's sounding a little bit different. I've got a little bit of croakiness. I'm on the back end of a little bit of sore throat action, but all good. So today's podcast is going to be a guided meditation. I'll very shortly talk about guided meditation. With the guided meditations, I just finished at the end of the meditation, so there's no blah, blah from me at the end. So I say a little bit of blah, blah before we jump into the meditation. So my blah, blah is, if you are interested in doing any work with me, don't hesitate to reach out. I love to support people going through transitions. One of my favorite things, and you know, people that want to level up and do something they haven't done before and need some support for it. So don't hesitate to reach out. I say to my clients I've had in the past that you can suffer for about 2 or 3 days, but don't be suffering for too long. Reach out for help, whether that help is mine or someone else's. So today we're going to jump into this thing called guided meditation. And one of the beautiful things about a meditation, and this is the same principle that is used in hypnotherapy, is when we take someone into an altered state of consciousness, into an alpha brainwave state or a theta brainwave state or a delta brainwave state, then what we start to do is we start to get past that critical part of the brain, that awake part of the brain. It's that beta brainwave state, you know, normal wakeful state. It's sort of judging things and all that sort of stuff based on past beliefs and all of that sort of thing. So what we do in a guided meditation is we want to get past some of that. We want to get into and behind some of that story. We want to get into the subconscious mind, and we want to get into the deeper part of your being. Because me, I believe at the deeper part of your being, you are pure light and you're pure love. So that's the essence of what you are on the inside. That stuff is wanting to shine its way out. But over the course of our life, we've built up all these different beliefs that we, you know, cloak ourselves in. So it means that that light, our internal light, our divine light, if I could use that term, doesn't get the opportunity to shine through. So I want more of that divine light to shine through. So we do things like this to help break it down. And, you know, I do a lot of work around removing limiting beliefs. And do check out the Successful Mind book, which you can listen to the whole thing in this podcast series. So, you know, just do a search, The Successful Mind in the podcast series, and you'll get a chance to listen to the entire audio book there. So this is the part where we want to shine from the inside out. We want to burrow past those limiting beliefs. And if we go into altered states of consciousness, which is what we do when we deeply relax, we can get past some of those limiting beliefs that sort of stand in that critical mind space. We just sort of go around the back of it and we start having a deeper conversation with the subconscious part of ourselves and encouraging the deeper part of ourselves, that pure love and pure light, to shine a little bit brighter. So that's what we're about. I'm sort of calling this guided meditation, and you know, an idea of lay down, lay back, and sort of just receive. So that's what I ask you to do, is just receive. Allow yourself to fully relax into this experience to get the absolute most out of it. So I'll let you get settled in. Start winding yourself down as I wind myself down. And when you're ready, sitting or lying down, I recommend actually lying down for this meditation, just really sinking in, whether it's the ground, whether you're lying on a mat, whether you're lying on a couch, whether you're lying in a comfy chair, letting yourself sink fully into it. And as you sink deeper and deeper into that position, allowing your eyes to sink down. And as your eyes close down, closing down and removing yourself from all this visual stimulation, allowing the brain to relax even more and even more. And as you now take your attention more inwards, following your breath as it comes into your body, you start bringing your attention back inside to your body so that the experience that's happening inside your body becomes more important than what's happening outside. And now as you connect to that breath, notice the breath coming in through your nose. Notice the breath going out through your nose. Drawing your breath in and drawing your breath out. And as you draw your breath deeper into your body, notice your stomach expanding with the in-breath, contracting with the out-breath. And as you draw your next breath in, draw it in and just hold it for a little bit. And then as you let it out, let your body relax even more and even more. Relaxing deeper and deeper still. Start to relax different parts of your body. Relax your forehead. Relax those eyes, soften them up. Relaxing your face, feeling your jaws relax. Relaxing your scalp. Feeling your throat relax. And as the throat relaxes, the whole neck relaxes, taking tension away, letting that tension fall away from your neck, from your upper shoulders. Upper shoulders, taking the weight off them. Relaxing deeply, sinking in. Relaxing your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, feeling your hands relaxed, at peace. Not holding on to anything, not gripping anything, not grasping at anything. Completely relaxed. Feeling your chest relax, and as your chest relaxes, maybe you have a little bit more expansion in the breath. Relaxing the solar plexus region. Relaxing the upper stomach, the upper abdomen. Relaxing the lower abdomen. As you relax that lower abdomen, the stomach expands and contracts with even more ease and grace. Massaging those internal organs, creating peace and harmony in your stomach. Taking your attention to your upper back, relaxing it, and imagine that there's this cascade of relaxation from the top of your back, moving down the middle of your back, relaxing, relaxing. All the way down, lower back, relaxed. Sinking, sinking deeper, relaxing. Relaxing your hips, feeling them come back into balance and alignment. Relaxing your pelvis. Noticing how relaxed your legs are and relaxing them even more. Upper legs, knees, shins, calves. Relaxing the ankles, feeling the feet relax, no pressure on them, no walking to be done, fully relaxed. Allow that sense of relaxation to wash even deeper and deeper through your body. Knowing that with every breath you take, every out breath you take, you're relaxing your body even more and even more. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you notice the expansion and contraction of your stomach as you breathe, as you feel the contact of your body on whatever surface it is that you're lying on, and maybe you're even starting to not know where your body ends and the thing you're lying on begins, losing your sense, sinking into that. And as you're sinking into that, noticing you're relaxing even more and even more, and your body is becoming even more relaxed. And as you go into that deep, deep state of relaxation of the physical body, the heart becomes more relaxed, more easeful, pumping this beautiful, fresh blood, oxygenated, full of nutrients through your whole body. Bringing life, vitality, and joy to every cell in your body. And as this beautiful process of your body is taking place, this rejuvenation, regeneration of every cell in your body, as your heart is in this coherent state in harmony, you notice the influence it has on your mind as your mind becomes more coherent, more in harmony, more stable, more relaxed. And that deep sense of relaxation you notice through your whole body, muscles are relaxed. And as muscles relax, energy flows more freely through those muscles. Organs are more relaxed. And as the organs are more relaxed, their effectiveness is increased and enhanced. The circulatory system does an even more awesome job. The digestive system is more at peace, more able to draw more nutrient from your body, turning more nutrient into energy, providing more vitality for your body, more energy for healing. As you relax deeper still, your immune system is boosted, comes more into harmony, increased coherence, access to deeper levels of wisdom and intelligence as the body slows down, reorganizes itself, able to eliminate more effectively, more easily the things that don't belong in your body, flushing them out. Through your coherence and organize liver, kidney, liver, all those organs that are working on flushing out, removing, cleaning, cleaning house in this beautiful, relaxed body of yours. Feeling a deep sense of peace, maybe starts at your heart, this sense of peace, and it goes out from there. This sense of peace is this coherent energy, this frequency of love, this frequency of joy, this frequency of peace. And knowing that every moment that you drop into, surrender to, allow yourself to experience this deeper level of relaxation all through your body. Your body is repairing, rejuvenating, realigning, attuning, reorganizing, coming back into a beautiful state of homeostasis, organized. Coherence between the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. Access to logic as well as creativity. Ability to bring both of those together. Clarity of mind, ability to see. Stability of heart, ability to tap into the wisdom. Stable body, attuned, intuition heightened, able to sense truth with a capital T, from half-truths or lies. Reorganizing your body in such a way and enhance to its new level, back to the level of its capacity and capability that always existed for you, allowing this light, this love, this core of your being, this divine spark within you to shine more brightly, illuminating you from the inside out. Bring more light and photons to every cell in your body, more vitality and vibrancy, more coherence, more information shared, greater understanding within all parts within your body. And as that light inside shines more brightly, burns away the stuff that isn't working or isn't necessary for yourself to thrive. Pure light and pure love at your core. Letting that shine brightly. Burning away anything that no longer serves you. Letting go, surrendering. Surrendering some of that old stuff. Those old beliefs, that old stuck stuff. Letting it surrender to a greater mind. That it could move on, pass through, and leave. Leaving you feeling more light of being, more relaxed, more complete, more whole. Greater level of communication and connection between all the trillions of cells in your body, all the trillions of microorganisms that serve your body, coming into alignment. Everything working in harmony. Creating the perfect healing environment, mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and even spiritually. Feeling at peace. Letting the warmth of your heart expand out through your whole body. And as you breathe into your body, letting that warmth expand even more and even more. And every time you breathe out, letting go of something else, something more that you no longer need, something that you're ready to let go of, to surrender, you no longer need. Be it a thought, a behavior, a belief, letting it go. Letting old programs go. Allowing yourself to be open to receiving updated information. Reorganizing the autonomic nervous system. Bringing balance, harmony, joy, love into your heart. And again, this deep sense of peace. Breathing in that peace. And as you're lying there receiving these gifts of your body, these gifts when you allow yourself to drop into this relaxed state of being, when you unplug from the external world and take your attention inwards, allowing this sense of harmony recreate itself within your body. Remember this feeling. Remember this feeling. And in a little while after you open your eyes, remember this feeling, take it into your day. Now placing your hand on your heart, connecting to this feeling, remember this feeling. Let the placing of your hand on your heart reinforce this memory so that after this meditation, after you open your eyes, when you place your hand on your heart, you're more easily able to connect to this deep sense of peace and relaxation. And you can bring it into your day, bring it into your life, bring it into your being. And now giving thanks for your beautiful body, all parts of it. Giving thanks to every cell in your body. giving thanks to the trillions of microorganisms that support your body in its health, wellness, and vitality. Giving thanks to all the past that's led you to who you are today, giving you opportunities to learn and grow. Giving thanks for the future yet to unfold. Breathing in all those opportunities and possibilities that are yet to come your way, and giving thanks before they arrive, knowing that they're en route, they'll be arriving soon. Giving thanks to yourself for taking this time out to drop into this place of relaxation. Your body thanks you. Your mind thanks you. Your soul thanks you. And then just placing your hand down wherever is comfortable, reconnecting to your breath, deepening your breath, maybe bringing a little bit of sound to the breath, bringing a little bit of awareness and intention and attention to the different parts of your body, maybe wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, bringing back awareness to your body, back to your physical body, back to your physical senses. And then taking three big, strong, cleansing, rejuvenating breaths. And whenever you're ready, you can slowly, in your own manner and fashion, open your eyes and bring yourself back fully in a relaxed and upgraded body to this three-dimensional world of the senses. And have a fantastic day.